This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring up whatever you want. We're talking about entertainment anachronisms, specifically in this case, Blockbuster Video, that believe it or not, if you are in Oregon or Alaska or one place in Texas, you may actually live somewhere within a 100 or 200 mile radius, possibly to find yourself a Blockbuster Video store. They're still in existence, 10 of them. Across the United States. With you in the studio here tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And Mark, you had pulled up what is clearly a joke Twitter account about the last Blockbuster. It is at Lone Blockbuster, L-O-N-E, Lone Blockbuster, that is just some funny stuff. You want to share some of their tweets?
Every time you throw out a VCR, it ends up in a landfill, and a raccoon eats the parts thinking it's food and dies, just for your information. A couple of guys in hard hats just tape measured the front of our store. That can't be good, right? Our fire alarms are non-functional at this point, so if you see a fire, just yell fire! Yeah. Unlike with Netflix, your Blockbuster accounts are 100% safe, except for that time Darren was caught selling your credit card numbers. Sorry about that.
Good stuff. So we were sharing a story that was actually, believe it or not, written this year from the Washington Post about those few remaining Blockbusters, and almost all of them are run by one guy who at one time had as many as 40 Blockbuster stores in the United States. Most of them have obviously closed down at this point. In fact, they point out that Blockbuster even had 9,000 stores at its peak. Back in the late 1980s, in 1989, there was one store being opened, I think it was every 17 minutes, is what it said here.
Jeez.
Yeah. Excuse me, every 17 hours. Every 17 hours, so at least one store per day.
Wow.
Was opening up. Amazing. Just amazing, rise and fall of an industry.
You think we'll be saying that about Amazon in 10 or 15 years? I mean, there are companies now that look like monoliths, and Blockbuster must have opening a store every 17 minutes. I don't think that people were really prepared to predict the demise of this retail behemoth at that time. But, I mean, and right now...
You mean in 1989?
But the tech that would have overtaken it didn't exist at that time, and when it did start to exist, they didn't get on board.
Right. I mean, they...
Well, they did, but it...
They did, but they just didn't... They had all that overhead.
Yeah, it was just too much to cover, the costs of running those stores.
Yeah, but they
employees.
Never had a... Did they ever have a online streaming site? I don't think they did.
Oh, no online streaming.
So right, so that's...
But they had losing the rental, the movie rental business, too. Netflix already had that wrapped up by the time Blockbuster really got into it.
Yeah, well, what I was saying that they did have was they had to ship the DVD in the mail thing, like Netflix right. did in the beginning, and I don't know when Blockbuster got into that to compete with Netflix, but it might have been a little bit late.
It clearly wasn't
and
soon
Netflix
enough.
Netflix in the beginning didn't make any sense. Like, okay, order a DVD online,
why not?
We'll mail it to you.
It made a lot of sense. That's why
at the time, you could drive down to the store and get it right now.
But the reason why it made sense was because it was more convenient. Because then they didn't have to drive down to the store.
How on earth is that more convenient?
It comes in your mailbox. You walk to the mailbox rather than having to get in the car and go down the store. There's a reason why they became the most successful company.
Yeah, because they went to online streaming.
They got there because they made probably billions of dollars sending product through the mail. If they do it through the mail, if you do it through the mail, you get the ease of ordering online, and you know you put your movies in the queue, just like, I don't know if you remember the queue, you didn't have this, right? So they have a queue of movies that, you know, you sort of build this list of movies you want to watch, and then when you finish the first one, they just send you the next one. And if you had more than, so like, I do the one at a time plan, but you can do three at a time, or two at a time, or whatever. So you have more movies out than you could possibly watch. If you're like one of these movie watching people who's constantly watching movies, you can have one, or more than one, every single day, and then when you're done with one, you ship, because they all came individually. So if you had three at a time, it would come in three different packages or whatever, and then you have the return package.
I mean, yeah, so I can't even pick what I'm going to watch. This just sounds horrible.
Yes, no,
and
you
I
pick
know
what
that
you
I'm
watch.
Comparing it to
no,
the internet.
No, you pick,
but,
you pick what you
right,
watch.
But I can't say I want to watch this tomorrow if it's one of the five ones or whatever in my queue.
I never did this either. I didn't like it. Mm-hmm. I didn't like the idea of picking ahead for what movies I wanted to see. I did do some of it, but I also had, at the same time, I had either a Blockbuster or a Netflix, and I'm not sure which.
Uh-huh.
I also went to the store. I think I had both. You had Blockbuster, you could go to the store, and you could order movies. So
that's
I
right.
had some things sent to me in the mail, but I also went to the store because I would want to see things spur of the moment. So I never
sure.
really got that. Netflix, once it had the streaming capability.
Then
and
you got that instant gratification.
Prepared for that. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think I've ever had a Netflix account because I have Amazon Prime, but, you know, it's basically the same thing.
You know what? I was looking to see. Here it is. July 2017, Netflix has 103.95 million subscribers worldwide, including almost 52 million in the United States. So a good sixth of the population of the United States has an account with Netflix.
And then another sixth has somebody else's login.
That's probably true as well.
Well, they let you have, like...
They let you share logins?
There's a cap on how many users you can have.
Okay.
And different plans, like, give you different amounts of users. Like, I knew somebody who had three, so you could have at least three on whatever plan they had.
Yeah, so if you were willing to plan ahead and you knew the movies you wanted to see at some point, they just all come to you in a queue and you could have as many movies as you wanted and you never had to go back to the movie store, no late fees.
I hear you.
So
yeah, the store sounds, and I know that I'm comparing everything kind of to the internet because that's what there was pretty much when I was 18, but the store sounds better to me than ordering discs through the mail.
Okay. Well, you know, that's why there was that crossover period where some people were like, no, I'm still going to the store. And
right.
then the instant gratification of internet delivery
right.
solved
Blockbuster
that problem.
Hung on and then died.
So Payne is the man who owns 8 of the 10 remaining Blockbuster stores in the United States. He says he accepts the reality that it's only a matter of time before he's forced to close his Blockbuster stores for good. And for some loyal customers, the closure of a Blockbuster store cuts deep. In Mission, Texas, Hector Zuniga's parents would rent movies for him twice, even three times a week, from their nearby Blockbuster. Hector, who is 20, is autistic and nonverbal. And though he has trouble communicating, he always has had a way of telling his family when he wanted to go to Blockbuster. He simply said, Barney, according to his brother, Javier, who is 19. When his parents told him the Blockbuster in Mission, Texas would be closing, Hector was heartbroken and confused. Knowing how much that he loved the store and how accustomed he was to visiting it as a part of his routine, his parents came up with a solution. They decided to create a mini Blockbuster in their home. When they revealed the surprise this week, Hector began to smile, laugh, and clap. In their home, the parents had set up a display rack complete with a Blockbuster sign and stocked the shelves with movies that they purchased at the store's closing sale. Among the movies were all of Hector's favorites, Elmo, VeggieTales, Rugrats, and, of course, Barney. So there you go. You've got 10 more stores remaining and Hector's little mini Blockbuster in the back of his parents' house.
It's funny.
And that's all that's left of Blockbuster Video.
Yeah.
So, you can share your thoughts with us here at 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. But it is interesting to, you know, try to look into the future and think about, you know, are we going to look back and be like, remember when we used to use Netflix? Well, like, what, you know, what's going to come next to replace internet delivery? I mean, I don't know. We're not going to be able to envision whatever that is, but, you know, it's probably going
to
be something.
It stands to reason that we would have been able to sit here in 1998 and say, you know, it's likely that there'll be a website that'll host your videos if you take them. Like, you know, our phones are taking pictures or what, you know, phones will take pictures. Like, we could have predicted
you could have, yeah.
But I sure didn't.
Well, that's why people who come up with these ideas make billions of dollars.
Yeah.
Because they're the ones who can see the vision that that we cannot. And good for them. And, you know, kudos to them. And certainly plenty of people made plenty of money at Blockbuster for a long, long time. It's
just Blockbuster made plenty of money.
Those that held on to the bitter end, you know, God has blessed them. And I do find myself wondering, you know, how many other stores are left? Because I know that here in Keene, they're gone. There's no video rental stores here in Keene.
You can buy them, though. There's video
video sales places.
Yeah,
yes.
Video sales
places. Nobody's doing rentals anymore. I remember there was a rental shop up by Rogers Campground. They're closed. So all the ones that I've sort of seen over the years living here in New Hampshire, they don't exist anymore. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts with us. Bring up what you want. And this is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-957-9489. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-957-9489. That's 1-800-957-9489. 1-800-957-9489.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies. Stopping the inflammation they create and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish raised grass fed cows. Try it and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free. Join us on the radio. Here are toll-free numbers, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. Well, it's going to be a little ways before tax season is around the corner, but that doesn't mean it's too early to start your preparations and get your affairs and your information in order for the best possible tax filing in 2018. And Melanie actually does that stuff professionally. You trained as an accountant and also an attorney. But you're getting back into the tax game, so to speak, Melanie. You're planning on kind of really kicking butt at that next year, but you're looking for some customers right now. And listeners of ours who want to learn more and connect with you, possibly for bookkeeping help, and also what else do you offer to folks?
So bookkeeping, kind of consulting for tax planning and stuff like that. Taxes. Some people have quarterly stuff if they own a small business or have employees, which I guess would mean you owned a small business. Not necessarily, because some people have, like, domestic employees. But, yeah, that's basically it, the bookkeeping.
Bookkeeping, taxes, tax preparation. And you can get in touch with Melanie by going to tax.freetalklive.com. That'll take you right to her website where you can connect with her and find out what all this costs. I suspect it's reasonable. Do you know how you compare to other accountant types?
So for bookkeeping, I'm, at least in the physical area, I'm pretty substantially less than most of the people around. Most of them are CPAs, though.
You're talking about in this region.
Yeah,
but
so
you're willing to help anybody anywhere
right.
in the United States, right?
Right. But most of this can be done remotely. Mm-hmm. You'd have to have something really weird going on for it not to be able to be done remotely.
Got it.
Taxes are... I try to keep that low. Just
doing and filing taxes,
yeah.
Folks. Gotcha. So head on over to tax.freetalklive.com. You can get in touch with Melanie there. She hates the state, and so she's the right person to bring on board, because a lot of these accountants love the state. They know that the state
is... Try to find new ways for you to pay more taxes.
...the reason that they exist. But Melanie would love to make the state disappear, and in the meantime, she knows that you've got to pay the darn taxes or else they might come after you. So you want to reduce your liability in that area as much as legally possible, and Melanie can help. Right?
Right.
Tax. freetalklive.com. As we continue, you can bring up anything that you want. In fact, Melanie, you had wanted to talk about, since we're kind of done with the old media discussion for now, you had wanted to talk about just a tragic story about somebody who is a supposed U.S. citizen held in a immigration detention center, warehouse, holding zone for 3 years of the person's life?
Yes, so he was a U.S. citizen. He was a U.S. citizen when he got arrested.
Still is, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It sounds to me, based on this story from NPR, that his felony triggered, because he had a drug felony, which is, by federal law, anything that you can get sentenced to a year or more, so
okay.
Most drug crimes. Triggered an immigration investigation.
And he was coming back in from somewhere when this happened?
No, he was in the States.
Oh, okay.
He never left.
Okay.
Because they didn't stop him at the border, he yeah. wasn't at an airport, and he had just been convicted, or just got out. He hadn't just been convicted.
Oh my God.
He just got out of jail. So it sounds to me like that triggered ICE. I don't know that they didn't say that. ICE isn't admitting that. Based on what I know about how it works, that's what it sounds like to me.
So huh.
They went and arrested him. He said he was a citizen. He continued saying he was a citizen for 3 years. They looked up the name of somebody who... He told them what whose father's name was. They looked up somebody who had a similar name to his father and found out that that other person, unrelated, wasn't a citizen, never looked into it further. He attached his father's naturalization documents.
He did all this from inside prison? Or
yeah.
inside a detention center?
Detention center, yes.
So he had an attorney helping him with it?
So
how the hell
in
do you get...
immigration court, you don't get an attorney unless you happen to have one.
I see.
And he was like 20, so he had no money.
Right. How do you get a hold of documents like that inside of a... facility?
That I don't know.
That's not easy to do. You got to have somebody on the outside helping you with that.
Yeah, so you don't get an attorney. He went before a judge, I guess, a couple of times during this 3 years. He's in deportation hearings. they eventually one day kind of just, and again, it looks like they found out they were wrong and tried to walk away from
Kicked him out the back door.
They released him with no explanation and...
Good luck, bud.
Yeah. So then he sued them because, you know...
Just 3 years of his life.
Can't do that. Trial court agreed with him and awarded him, it was like $80,000, something like that.
That's it?
Yeah, that's pretty low. Because, I mean, even just like your income, besides the tort of detaining you.
Yeah, the lack of freedom. And
you could work at a near minimum wage job and make that kind of money. What about, you know, what about your free time? What's that worth?
Right. What would a judge, you know, what would a judge say that his time was worth? Because I bet you it's, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars a year.
Yeah, indeed.
So then the trial court awarded him the money. Then apparently
this was a federal district court, presumably?
Yeah.
I would guess. Yeah. Okay, so federal district court.
So the feds appealed it, and they reversed the ruling on the grounds that the statute of limitations had run while he was detained.
The statute of limitations on being able to sue the federal government because they destroyed your life?
They said that according to this appellate court's decision is that the statute of limitations on false imprisonment ran during the false imprisonment.
Oh my gosh.
Wouldn't they start that from the last day that he was false
Apparently
imprisoned?
Apparently not.
That's how it usually works.
Right. I mean, like if I go out and I kidnap somebody, and what was it, 3 years?
3 years.
You know, and I hold them for 3 years successfully, sounds difficult, then I'm not...
It's been done. Private citizens have accomplished this.
Some amazing stories. And those ladies that the one guy had locked up in, like, Cleveland or something.
Yeah,
in
and
the
neighbor
house.
Just happened to swing the door open or whatever.
Yeah,
you heard
like
him.
He sees them, like, wagging out the door, and he comes on over and gets him out, and
They put that guy away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
but he's not the state. Though.
Statute of limitations had obviously run out on that situation from the first minute, but not the last.
Right.
Wow. It's interesting. The government has judged itself and found that it did nothing wrong.
Wow.
I love when it does that.
And so the really interesting, there's a lot of really interesting things about this ridiculous ruling, but so false imprisonment is the claim. The claim isn't false imprisonment by a government agent. False imprisonment is the same claim whether you're falsely convicted or whether it's the guy in the attic. So the rules should be the same because it's the same tort.
But it's not. They're enforcing it
differently. It usually is.
Or does this mean that now you can falsely imprison somebody and they're going
to
judge it from day one?
No, you're still going to go to jail because criminal liability is different.
All right, well, let's continue here in moments. 855-450 free like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome aboard. Your new science fiction adventure is ready to launch. Discover an amazing journey at galaxyquestbooks.com. Start a new sci-fi adventure with the Guardian series, a classic sci-fi mystery that starts 500 years in the future. From author D. Arthur Gussner. Series available from Barnes & Noble or Amazon as paperback or ebooks. galaxyquestbooks.com, where the adventure begins.
Chances are you wouldn't mind having more energy, better digestion, or more comfortable joints and muscles, right? But if you've taken supplements before without much success, be aware that most supplementation fails to address the body's number one antioxidant and detoxification system. Free radicals and toxins on a daily basis assault our bodies, stopping the inflammation they create, and to successfully detoxify requires great quantities of the body's primary antioxidant, glutathione. To successfully turn on whole body glutathione production and cleanse all 37.2 trillion cells requires large amounts amounts of the peptide cysteine, which can only come from food, and a little help from our frequency encoding science. You cannot buy cysteine in a pill. Nature's richest source of cysteine is raw whey protein powder. One World Whey is the only frequency encoded, energetically enhanced raw whey derived from Amish-raised grass-fed cows. Try it, and you just might like how much better you may feel. Please call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Well, imagine being just snatched up out of your productive life one day by Immigrations and Customs Enforcement, and then being told that they don't believe you're a legal citizen, and they're going to keep you in this here detention center until 3 years from today.
You'd think that if you provided them with paperwork upon paperwork proving that you're a citizen, that that might make a difference, right? Like they might let you out or, you know, do something about it. But
they did 3 years later.
Yeah. I mean, you know, 3 years, I'd be willing to bet that fewer than half of the people that do time in America, that more than half the people that do time in America do less than 3 years.
I bet you're right.
So I would say that this is a, you know, above the median amount of time.
Yep. That seems fair. It's insane. And that's what Melanie had brought in to talk about here tonight. We'll continue that discussion here in moments, because you pointed out something that's important to mention here, that civil versus criminal statute of limitations can be different. And we'll get into that coming up here. But first, Sarah is on the line in Albuquerque. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
I called in those mailboxes to Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona. It's called Consumer Affairs. And I told them how when you stand there to check your mail, the cars are going by you, and if they're texting, talking on cell phone, they can hit you.
Okay, you're talking about the... I had to kind of refresh my mind of what you were referring to, and I was able to recollect that you're calling about an issue that you consider to be very important, and that is that people who are standing in front of the blue boxes. So the U.S. Postal Service has the blue boxes that they put out in various different locations. Some of them are on the sides of roads. And, you know, the idea is that a person in a car can drive up with their driver's side window and they can drop their mail into the slot and then just drive along, and they don't have to actually get out of their car. And you're saying that if you stand there as not a person who's in a car, but just a person just standing there, that is a risky thing, and you're concerned about that?
No, I was talking about these mailboxes where people get their mail living in apartment complexes.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. All right. So you're saying that in apartment complexes, the mailbox areas are placed in dangerous locations where people could get hit?
Right. And I called them. What they have told me is they want to make it accessible to the handicapped.
Mm.
So the whole deal is that the wheelchair people can roll up to be able to check their mail.
So what you're saying is, so you don't care about people in wheelchairs? You want to make sure that nobody can, you know, nobody who's crippled can get their mail?
Hey,
what are you saying?
What good
here?
Is it going to be if we're all crippled because the mailboxes are too close to the road?
What are you saying here, Sarah? What do you want to see happen?
Well, you know, that's what they told me. I said, but the handicapped people stand there, and the cars it's right in the driveway, and the cars can roll. If they don't see them at night or early in the morning. Or they're drunk. Don't you think they could get hit?
They'd bounce around like a cue ball, wouldn't they?
Well, I can tell you, if you are drunk and you're out in an area where there's traffic, certainly bad things can happen. But I don't think that we need to sculpt whatever the rules of society or the construction projects of the world of apartment building complexes to, you know, make sure that we're really concerned about what the drunk denizens of that apartment complex will do.
I've never been drunk and been like,
you've been drunk.
It's 2 a.m., I need to go check my mail.
I'm talking about the drivers. The person that's checking the mail and the wheelchair, they're not going to be moving. But I'm saying if the
Oh,
car,
I thought you were
driver,
saying that the wheelchair guy would be drunk.
Well, yeah.
And
they
wouldn't see the car coming or whatever.
Well, the thing is, you know, they could place it where there's a sidewalk. They could roll up in a wheelchair, but there's the cars cannot go right by it. They place these things right where the drivers' cars are going in and out. So,
Sarah, is so concerned about this.
If you called the Consumer Protection Agency, and they wouldn't do anything about it.
Wait, who did you call?
What are we gonna do?
Wait, who did you call?
The Arizona Consumer Affairs. I turned it in.
Arizona.
Don't you live in New Mexico?
This is actually the national office in Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh,
I see. So some federal agency. You called their office in Arizona. Gotcha.
Well, and then I called the local office, and I asked them, "Where do you put it? Where the cars? They make us stick out where the cars are going in and out."
I don't think they decide anything about that. It would be the individual apartment complex owners who decided how to construct their facility. The government, the federal government, probably doesn't have a whole lot to say about where the mailboxes are placed there.
But what they have told me was that the wheelchair accessibility, but I said they could get hit by a car just as a regular pedestrian standing there. I mean, a person.
So what do you think should happen to these things? I mean, should they not have mailboxes easily accessible to anybody or inside a building or something like that? I mean, what do you think the best solution is?
I think we should take everybody who's on government assistance right now, and we should staff the post office with it so that they can go and, like, get out of the trucks. So there'll be more manpower. Get them out of the trucks and have them go to the inside the apartment complex and stuff the mailboxes there. What do you think, Sarah? Are you willing to sign up?
What did you say?
You mean to take a job?
People?
Yeah. No. People that are on government assistance, right? Like they're getting money for doing essentially nothing. Have them go and deliver the mail so that we have more manpower, so we have enough people to go and put them in the boxes at the apartment complex.
No, she's saying the boxes are outside.
I know. Move the boxes inside.
Okay, move the boxes inside.
Get the folks up and working, right?
Some of them are like that, where you actually have to go in and you find the boxes inside.
Sure.
So it depends on the apartment complex.
It all Yeah, some of the boxes are inside, and some of the boxes they put
inside. Isn't
it
possible, Sarah, that you just worry a little bit too much, maybe a lot too much?
I mean, does anybody who lives at this apartment complex care?
Besides Sarah.
No, yeah, what? It seems like they're perfectly happy standing there almost getting hit by a car all the time.
Okay. So, I mean,
you're the busybody.
Like, you're calling into a national show talking about the design of a particular mailbox at a particular apartment complex. I mean, this is like just a little bit petty.
It's super petty. Is this the case where you live at the Section 8 house?
Well, I'm okay where I live, but I've talked to a lot of people.
What brought this to your attention? What was it that made you, you know, care about this?
I mean, and then we can't even really have a conversation with that about it, because without seeing the layout, I can't possibly have an opinion whether or not I think it's any of my business, which
that's
is
true.
Not
it's
about
not.
Whether this is a good layout or a bad layout.
Well, you know what? The reason I'm bringing it up is that, you know, I'm sure a lot of people across America, they live with this kind of situation, and everybody just tolerates it.
Okay, you know what? I'm sorry, but we are lucky enough being in the West in the States in the first place. If the worst thing going on in somebody's life is they don't like where their mailbox is, I do not care.
First world problem. But you never answered the question, Sarah. How did this become an issue for you? If it's not an issue at the Section 8 housing, where you live, but she had to figure it out somehow. So were you visiting a friend? Like, what was it that, you know, caught your attention about this?
Well, you know, I used to live at that complex, and then
you used to
I
what?
Moved down
live?
Just because of that reason. And I talked to other residents.
Most people don't have the luxury of moving because they don't like where the mailbox is. I mean,
what is, so you were at one Section 8 house where you didn't like the mailbox, and then you got into another Section 8 apartment or whatever where you did?
Well, I like the mailboxes now, but why do they have to? What I'm saying is that, you know, you guys live in New Hampshire. You guys have more intelligence. You have
I swear to Rothbard, I have never picked housing based on where the mailbox
yeah,
is.
If I live off the checks provided by the government, the last thing I'm going to be concerned with is getting hit by a car when I go to collect the check every month. Hey, thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. I appreciate it. I'll just look both ways twice. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. It's Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. So unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate, the possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
And Mark, tell us what's going on with hope.freetalklive.com, the fundraiser that you've been promoting and we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live, to encourage our listeners to help out with some orphans in Uganda to give them a new orphanage.
Well, I got some pictures today of the progress that has happened over the last 2 days.
Uh-huh.
They are building the walls quite well there for the second story.
Excellent.
They're about, I guess they've got two sides of worth of walls that they're nearly complete, and that will complete the second story once they're done. I mean, they're on their way to being done with the second story, and once that's
great.
Done,
and
then
the
we'll put the roof up and that sort of thing.
That's
it's going along well.
Now, is the electrical in already, or does that come after the roof?
Some of the electric is in.
Okay.
So the conduit's in, all of the wire isn't run.
Gotcha.
But, yeah, we're getting ready to do our next phase. The phase is $3,000. I still have a gap in there. I got to raise about $600, I believe, to...
So, hold on. So you got to raise $600, which means with our double matching offers from Jax.io and Get411.com, you need to raise $1,800?
No. I need to raise $600, and then I'll get that matched, and then we'll be on the way for the next phase.
But okay, so you only need to raise 200, because then times.
No, I need to raise 600, so that we can multiply that.
So
out.
To get that turn into 1,800.
Right.
I'm sorry, that's what I was trying to say at first. Is
right.
That you need to raise 600 times 3, because it'll be double matched by those organizations. Because every contribution that you give, if you give $10, that turns into 30. If you give $50, that turns into $150.
Right.
Got it.
So, yeah, if you want to give, go check it out at hope.freetalklive.com.
There's
pictures there and that sort of thing. Try to keep some updated pictures so that we have things to look at because people like to see that progress. So
the Bitcoiners out there in the audience will love this. The fact is that even if you donate to this with PayPal, Mark, you're sending everything over with Bitcoin.
That's
over
right.
To Africa.
Right. The Bitcoin.
This is a cryptocurrency-based project.
Yeah, this is going to be the house that Bitcoin built.
That's amazing.
Right.
And it's going to hold, what, 40-plus orphans?
Yep. Right now they're sleeping in a room with no power.
Do you know? Is it?
Yes.
Okay. Got it.
I don't have any explanation on that.
You probably don't have enough money to have separate places for different genders.
I don't get the impression it's a big deal, yeah.
So check it out at hope.freetalklive.com, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind here. We were just a couple segments ago, we were getting into this story, Melanie, that you had to share with us tonight about a man who was put into a detention center, an Immigration Customs Enforcement detention center, held there against his will for 3 years of his life until he was finally let go after he was, I guess, able to satisfactorily prove to these bureaucrats that he shouldn't be held there. They cut him loose. He then filed a lawsuit against ICE, against the federal government, saying, I never should have been in this facility. You stole 3 years of my life from me. I'd like some compensation, please. You said that the district court level ruled in his favor, granting him an $80,000 payout, which is chump change for 3 years of a stolen life. But regardless, they did rule in his favor. Then at the Court of Appeals, they reversed the decision.
Right. So, and usually, so a false imprisonment claim, first of all, it's an ongoing offense. So, well, I guess that's another issue. So if I commit a tort that takes 5 years, the statute of limitations doesn't even begin to run until I'm finished. So if I lock you in my basement for 3 years, it doesn't even begin to run until you get out.
And you're talking about the criminal aspect.
No, that's civil.
Because I thought you were saying that in this case it's civil because he sued in civil court over this.
It's civil because he's suing them. They're not arresting the ICE agents.
Right. But
so if I did it, you could sue me and also I'm going to jail?
Right.
The ICE agents aren't going to jail. And even if they were, that's not a suit he brings. That's a suit that either the AG or some other prosecutor brings.
But you're saying that even in the civil case, the statute of limitations runs from the final day of the imprisonment? Because the court ruled differently, right? Didn't
the court ruled differently in this case for reasons that, because they can. So
is it only the federal government that has the exemption from, because what they're saying, the court.
This is an entirely whole cloth exemption. This isn't even we're the government, we do what we want exemption. So false imprisonment typically is brought against state agents, but it's not a state agent specific tort.
Right.
So if people who get falsely convicted, they've been in jail for 20, 30, 40 years, they get claims, statute of limitations 1 year long in most cases. It can be up to three.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's not how we do things. That's not how they've ever done things.
Which is why this was a surprising decision from the appeals court that said, from what you told us before, my understanding was the appeals court reversed the decision, said, no, sorry, bud, the statute of limitations ran out while you were being held illegally against your will.
Yeah, so they said that the statute of limitations ran out during the tort, which makes no sense. So then it's a continuous.
But they wouldn't say the same thing if you or I did it, is what
you're saying. They don't usually say the same thing when prosecutors and cops do it. So that's why this is a weird case.
Well, I hope this guy's going to appeal.
He needs to appeal it to the Supreme Court. Interestingly,
right.
I think the Supreme Court might be, and this is speculation on my part, might be more likely to take it because this is a procedural, this is a procedural issue.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of their function. The Supreme Court's function is not to hear cases about abortion and gay marriage and get in the news. That's not really their function.
Mm.
I mean, yes, if there's a case about that, it may or may not be their job to hear it. But their function is to hear constitutional issues and to act as supervisory capacity for the federal circuits. So then also, you can't stop somebody from filing a claim and then claim statute of limitations. So, if I run into your car and then the next day I'm like, Ian's going to sue me. I better kidnap him. And so I kidnap you and
which prevented me from filing this lawsuit.
So I kidnap you the next day and hold you for a year and one day, or a year, because...
Well, wouldn't they be able to argue that he could have filed a claim while he was in the detention center? Like, hey, you're holding me against my will?
You can't usually file a civil claim in a federal circuit court at a immigration court. Like, I can't walk into Keene District Court and say, I would like to file a suit against the city of New Orleans, because you're in the wrong court.
Gotcha.
So...
And since he didn't have an attorney, at the detention center, so therefore he couldn't necessarily instruct his attorney to go file in a federal court.
Right. So yeah. So then, if I keep somebody from being able to file suits, not only do you not have a claim for battery or kidnapping or whatever other claim you have, you can still sue me on the car because I'm the one who stops you from doing
that. Got it. Okay. So that extends the limits in that case.
Effectively,
right,
yes.
Right. Let's go to Patch. He's in Illinois. Patch, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Patch.
Yeah, that whole detention situation doesn't surprise me, because after 9/11, when my father's transferred to the federal police, they ordered them that had anybody of certain descent or skin color to detain them for any reason at all, and not even to charge them. And
what federal police was this?
He was in Chicago when I rode with him, and then he went to the federal police.
What federal police?
After. I'd rather really, it was between Arizona and Nevada, so.
But you don't know what the department was that he worked for?
I don't really want to say what department.
I mean, because it's not like a United States federal police force, so this is kind of the issue.
So
I'd be really surprised if we didn't see this memo come out. I mean, a memo that had to do with skin color? I mean, that's the kind of thing that people of certain skin colors tend to leak, even if they're agents.
No, it was out of Boulder Dam. He was a federal Boulder Dam police officer.
Okay.
And he was an upper officer. And like I told you when I called him before, when he was up in High Park in Chicago, I had to ride with him since I was 7 till 19, till I left. And then,
yeah, you've got some pretty outrageous stories. Unfortunately, we're out of time here tonight.
Okay.
Some of our listeners, I'll tell you this, some of our listeners have questioned the veracity of your stories. But, you know, anybody can call in about anything, and so you're welcome to continue to share them. I appreciate hearing from you, Patch. There's more coming up here in moments. Or not. No, there's not. We'll see you tomorrow. FreeTalkLive.com.
Have you ever thought about mining Bitcoin? Do the costs, constant equipment upgrades, and maintenance scare you off? Do you want to make Bitcoin every day in the same mining pool that Ian and I do? Pool.bitcoin.com. There's a 100% uptime guarantee. The website's easy to use, and you can calculate what you're going to make right there on the website at pool.bitcoin.com. Help steer Bitcoin towards the liberating currency that Satoshi Nakamoto meant it to be. I'm not just making money at pool.bitcoin.com. I'm doing activism while I sleep. Pool.bitcoin.com.
Dash is digital cash. A digital currency designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime, for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is the first digital money that's governed by its users. Join Dash and help us build a better financial system for everyone. Find out more at dash.org. That's dash.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.